Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right, we're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin in studio with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, just another quiet day around here in Philadelphia?
Yeah. It was just a normal day of what happens in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't even know how things could get this ridiculous in this city. And I admire Jason Kelce for speaking out. And that's kind of like in the background.
Yeah.
Because of all the other things when he spoke about how players should be able to handle Philadelphia, that it's not that bad. All these complaints, oh, Philadelphia's tough, Philadelphia. If you just work hard, do the right things. He dimed out Benjamin Simmons without really going hard because he knew the direction it was going, what it's like to play in Philadelphia. So it's just another normal day, and it's just all right, I was on with the Midday guys, and I talked to that idiot Joe DeCamera, who blamed Embiid or criticized Embiid for speaking out, which that's what we want. Now, I don't think Embiid is always – I think he panders to the fans.
He does,
and I get
yeah.
that. So I was on him, and then I'm out walking before I came back here. I was here, and then I went out. And then these guys, because I put out a tweet, from what I was told – about Simmons, and they're really angry of the excuses he uses. And then I hear these guys in the afternoon talk. So I came back. So it's been a busy day, and my mind is almost fried. It's a smorgasbord, Ben Simmons bull crap.
Well, and Howard, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like this bull crap's going to go away anytime soon. So obviously people, I'm sure, have heard some, if they don't know all of it. Ben Simmons came in today. He said he has a back issue, back soreness, back tightness. The Sixers doctors checked him out. They said he's fine. And then there was, a private workout or individual workout. He didn't participate in that. He went home. And now we're
I'm surprised they even had. It couldn't have been a very vigorous workout because they normally don't practice after. And the Sixers, there was no media availability. They sent out a release when there's practice, and they said no practice. So I think they did that just to get him in there.
And he showed up, but then he said he was hurt. And then the other part of this now is that Ben Simmons, according to some reports, it sounds like he's told them or they've gotten word he's not mentally ready to play.
Matter of fact, I know that for a fact.
So is he said that to them or Rich Paul told them?
He's told them
He's told the Sixers, I'm not mentally ready to play basketball.
Yeah, right. I'm not mentally ready to play. And he's got back tightness, which the 76ers, I'm told, believe that's a complete falsehood and a complete lie. And he's trying to do that so he doesn't get fined again. But here's where who knows? You don't know that. But the doctors, after a while, you can only go so long with that. But to use the mental, I'm not mentally prepared, which is all but saying I have a mental illness issue. And right now in Philadelphia, that's really an important issue. Just in Philadelphia.
Everywhere. Yeah. And obviously there's been an athlete here very recently with the Eagles, with Lane Johnson, who's gone through personal stuff and has come back now. Right? Like, I think we're all as, I was going to say fans, but just I think we're all as people pretty sensitive now, and we should be, right? We're sensitive to that when people really have an issue and they need to stay away. Howard, when I first saw that, and I guess I first saw Shams put that out a couple days ago in an article, like maybe he's not mentally ready to play. My first thought was, this just sounds like he doesn't want to show. He wants to get paid to not play, and this is a way to do that.
Well, why didn't he tell him that?
I don't
when
know.
He said
exactly.
He wasn't going to play with the Sixers again.
Exactly.
So just to use that excuse now, because he tried to force their hand, Daryl Morey obviously is not going to allow that, and I don't think he's doing the best thing for the team, because the value for Ben Simmons, it can't ever get better.
It's only going to get worse.
Well, it may stay the same.
But it could get worse.
Yeah, it's at a low. Yeah. So if he's got mental issues, another team might say, wait a minute, if that's going to happen, if he doesn't play well and things don't go well. But I don't believe that's the case. And I'm told that the Sixers are so angry because they think he's faking the injury and it's a made-up, not mentally prepared to play. But you should have told him if that was really the case, and it's not. And then people on both sides, never use that in the wrong way. So people are upset that he does it, and then people are upset that the Sixers challenge that internally. It's a disgrace that he uses that issue as a reason to try to get out of playing and
but still get
paid.
His money. That's yeah, it. That's yeah. exactly.
But here's what I was also told, and I'll tell you this. The Sixers plan to fine him every game. Well, he can say what he wants. Now, that's going to have to be a fight with the Players Association. But just knowing this, and I don't want to really compare Lane Johnson, because that's real. And that was real a few years ago when Brandon Brooks had his issue.
Sure.
Lane Johnston said that they both throw up before the game. So Lane Johnson had those issues as well. But Lane Johnson saw doctors and got help. Is Ben Simmons willing to get help?
I don't know. Yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah.
Also, there's a pattern here.
And there will be doctors. They could find doctors that can chew him apart.
There's also a pattern of behavior here. I mean, we've heard these reports that he'll do anything to get out of here, right? This sounds like this. This is anything to get out of here.
Yep.
Right? This isn't like he showed up today out of the blue and this all happened. This is a pattern of behavior. He doesn't want to be here. He's throwing fits. He's not participating in practice. The cell phone. He's a child. He's acting like a child. But Howard, the Sixers are all sorts of blame right now because.
Yeah, I agree.
They can end this by trading him. I don't know what the best offer they have is right now. I'm sure there's some team in the NBA that will take him. Someone. You might not get
yes.
what you like, but someone. By holding on to him, they're facilitating this. Like this, they've now invited a circus. And when you invite a circus, you get a bunch of clowns. And Ben's a clown. But they've created this circus now.
Well, if they trade him and get a one-year contract, so it opens up some money down the line. You don't have that many more years with Embiid. So if that opens it up, that's what they've got to do. Daryl Morey's not doing a good job because you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. You got to move on. And you can't be like Simmons and be stubborn and just dump his ass because the players don't want him around.
Right.
They'll lose a game. Let's say they lose to the Nets tomorrow.
Well, by the way, Joel Embiid is questionable with right knee soreness tomorrow. So
that's the knee that was the meniscus.
Yes,
problem,
right knee.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, which he should have had surgery. So he didn't do everything for the team.
Yeah, so they could easily lose to the Nets tomorrow.
Yeah, he only played 25 minutes. How does he have right knee soreness with 25 minutes of play? And he doesn't even practice that much. They take him out of practice a lot. But you've got to move on. You just have to move on. It's addition by subtraction. And to think, well, what is the value of Ben Simmons? He's not a good number one pick. He's not really a three-time All-Star. He was on the team three times, but that doesn't mean he's a three-time All-Star because LeBron, you know, got the other team to pick him. It was they pick sides. So it's time to move on. But if they lose tomorrow night, the questions to the players, and I don't think we're going to be in the locker room, but the questions to the players, well, if you had Ben Simmons, everything is going to be about Ben Simmons.
Especially when they play teams that can score,
yep.
and he would have helped them on defense. Those are the games. That's what we're going to hear over and over.
Well,
this is a mess, Howard. I blame the Sixers now because they can end this. And I just don't understand. Like, Daryl Morey continues to push the idea that they'll wait until they get a star back. What if they don't get a star back? Like, what are they going to do? They're going to wait this out for 4 years? We're gonna play circus for 4 years?
That's for Daryl Morey to say that only shows that he's an idiot. Really, I mean, he's an idiot for saying that because we know that's not true. You're going to sit there and just not do anything. He's not going to play for you for 4 years. And you're going to, and at some point, they're going to have to pay the money.
Of course they are. Yeah. That's exactly right.
And he's going to get what he wants. He might lose some money with endorsements.
Sure.
Because if he's not on the court. But so what's that, $5 million? It's chump change.
This is
him.
Like watching a parent argue with a child, like a small child who's thrown a screaming and yelling fit. Like, it doesn't make sense.
But
be the adult.
I don't know what, if I'm the Sixers, I fight it. Because you know it's a total nonsense. And it's not being disrespectful to people with mental health issues because I think anybody with half a brain knows he doesn't have mental health issues. And then Ike argued, well, he's got anxiety. Well, playing any sport, do you think when a batter goes up to home plate and they're facing a guy throwing 98 to 100, you're not a little nervous? Isn't that considered anxiety?
And there's also a pattern of behavior. Like if this was, like you said, the other guys in the city that have had issues, that it's been known, the team is known a little bit, right? Like this feels like it's the last ditch resort for him to keep his money, to go home, keep his money. It doesn't fit. The whole thing doesn't fit. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Ben Simmons, back tightness, not mentally ready to play. He's not going to play tomorrow night. And it sounds like the Sixers have no interest in stopping this nonsense. This is just going to go on. Like, this is
terrible.
Yeah, and they win last night against a bad team. That doesn't matter. Like, this is clouding the season. It's going to cloud the season until the only ones that are going to end this are them. Ben's not going to just, like, wake up tomorrow and say, I want to be a Sixer now. Forget everything. They have to end it. They have to trade him away. Steven is in Philadelphia. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how you doing, y'all?
Good. Steven. What's up?
All right, so I want to talk about, like, Ben, right? Now, so clearly I kind of don't want to talk about Ben, but I'll talk about Ben. What really need to be the talk is about Maxey. Like, everyone should be on Maxey right now, because if y'all can get Maxey developed, be on Maxey. Like, Sixers be on Maxey real hard, like they was on Ben Simmons, then it wouldn't be no Ben Simmons right now. It wouldn't be no talk about Ben this, Ben that. No. Everything would be about Maxey. They need to get on Maxey real hard.
What does that mean?
Like, yeah, I don't understand.
Like train him. Like, you know how it'd be that one person that you know can be a star, or that one person that you know that's going to be like a starter on your team because situations like Ben Simmons or like a Carson Wentz or whatever
that. Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. Like, move on. But the bottom line is they can. This guy's still he's still taking up a spot on the roster. And I like Maxey. And Steven, Howard, I like Maxey. He's a good player.
Yeah, but you can't say Maxey's going to be a star after one game.
No, we don't know.
You know, he's got skills. Right now, he's really – well, he's going to be the starting point guard.
But he's pretty raw.
But he's really probably a solid backup.
Yeah,
that's what he really is.
I mean, he averaged 8 points a game last year. It's not like we're talking – and he wasn't he wasn't a lottery pick. Doesn't mean he can't be a good player. We've seen guys go in the 20s or second round and become good players.
Korkmaz is going to be hitting 30 to 35 footers?
No. He went off in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, great. They're blowing him out.
Yeah.
So it's just – you know, you're still going to need Embiid. He only had to play 25 minutes. But there are just so many things that you have to look at. And there's some good teams.
Sure.
You see the scores last night? Now, I didn't watch a lot of the games.
Teams
obviously.
Are scoring in the 130s, 140s. Yeah.
You're going to need the Chicago Bulls are a better team. They are a better team. We don't even think about them. They're a better team. There's a lot of teams that are better. The Celtics are better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
Miami is probably a little bit better than they were.
Well, they got Lowry. I think they're better,
Okay.
That'll help them.
So there's teams in the conference. The only team that you know is not as good is Toronto because they don't seem
– Right, and they lost Kyle Lowry. Right, they'll take a step back. Let's talk to Scott in Delaware. What's up, Scott?
Hey, it's good to talk to you, Joe.
You too, Scott. What's up?
Just a question regarding Ben Simmons. And I know we're going back a little ways, but – you know, when an owner of a sports franchise had a top 10 player in their sport, they sat him for an entire season. He dressed, and he sat on the end of the bench. Do you remember who that player was?
A top 10 player sat for an entire season?
Which sport was this?
Football.
Who are we talking about?
Marcus Allen.
Okay.
What, at the end of
Al
his
Davis
career?
Dressed him and made him sit on the bench for an entire season.
And what's the moral of the story?
Yeah, right.
trying to get Ben Simmons' pride to overcome whatever he may or may not, you know, have up there that's keeping him from performing. Let him see his teammates come off that court every night till maybe the point comes where he's got to man up and say, you know, I'm being ridiculous and everyone's seeing me on national television just sitting here game after game.
Well,
let him get out there and overcome this.
It's not a bad punishment. I don't remember what happened with Marcus Allen. Was he at the end of his – I think he was at the end of his career. So for whatever reason, that one has nothing to do with the other. But I have no problem with putting him on the bench and letting him sit there. But if he's got back stiffness, he's going to have treatment.
But how does that help the Sixers?
Yeah, right.
It doesn't. If he's sitting on the bench, it doesn't help them. They need to trade him for something to help the team. I it just feels like we're being stubborn saying, well, you'll sit there and watch. How does that help the Sixers? They're down a player. Well, how does it help him?
Well, if he's there, you have to make him keep showing up for the games instead of sitting out in Los Angeles watching it on a big screen TV.
But that makes us feel better, Scott. How does it make the team better?
You got to hope it appeals to his pride because both sides here are stuck.
He doesn't have any pride.
Well, I was just going to say.
He doesn't have pride. Scott, appreciate it. Like, that's the problem.
He's got no backbone, no pride, no guts. He's as soft as tissue paper. He's brutal. He just knowing, and over the last few years, I've known his personality, and I know he didn't work. He's not a tough guy because he didn't work to get better.
Well, it goes to the Kelsey thing, like he was talking about today, right? Like if you work at your deficiencies and you try to get better. I mean, people did – Howard, you heard from people for years. People did support Ben Simmons, even though he wasn't improving much. People did. It took a disaster in that playoff series for people to finally say, all right, get him out of here.
Well, I'm going to ask you. He didn't – I don't think he improved at all. How did he improve?
Just defensively.
Yeah.
Offensively, he's the same guy.
Yeah, see, I think that's a kind of overstated because in this town we get carried away with nonsense. You get carried away with all these people. Oh, he's great. With guys giving themselves their own awards. Oh yeah, his defense. He didn't play Kyrie Irving. He didn't play Bradley Beal. And the guys, Trae Young, what's he, 8 inches taller than Trae Young?
Yeah.
Just, you know, the dynamics of that. He's not as good. Is he a good defensive player? Yeah, I'll give him that. But he's 5-6 inches bigger than the other players that he's playing.
Yeah, and as far as improvement, offensively, zero. I mean, he's the same guy. He's the same player he was when he came in the league. Let's talk to Brett in Warrington. Hey, Brett.
How are you guys?
Good, Brett. Hey. What's up?
Good, yeah. There's just a couple quick points, number one. There's a big difference with Ben Simmons. There's a difference between not being mentally ready, and I don't hear people talking about this, and having a clinical issue. For one, there is a significant difference between the two. One with with depression or anxiety, it's an impairment so that you can't carry out day-to-day functions. Being not mentally ready is really simple for Ben Simmons, and it's because of all the things that he's done to put himself in this situation. He should feel that anxiety. He should be depressed, and he has no manhood or self-esteem because of everything that he's done. So he is a product of his own decisions, and that's why he's in the situation that he's in now. And I agree with you that the Sixers need to just cut him loose, do the best that they get, the best that they can. Like Howard said, if they can get out of the contract and be able to get a player for next year. As a Sixers fan for a long time, I can tell you, I'd rather watch the team play hard, and I know Philadelphians are like this, come up a little bit short, but be able to like and support the athletes because they get after it and they play the right way. And it is no fun to watch Ben Simmons on the court. He's a stiff, and I'm done with him. Good riddance to him.
Well, you should have been done with him before.
Yeah, and Brett, I get it. And I think what he said there, and Brett, we appreciate the call, there is a difference, right? Mental illness is a serious thing. But when someone, like the idea of him not being mentally ready to play, that means you didn't do enough to prepare.
The caller mentioned you have a clinical problem,
right?
Not anxiety. That's not a clinical problem. We all get nervous when we do certain things.
And especially if you're not prepared for something. He's not prepared to play at the highest level he needs to. He's not prepared.
Well, he always thought he was until it got tough, until the dunk. Are you going to tell me that was a mental illness, him not dunking? I mean, because he was afraid of getting fouled. being afraid and having mental illness are two different things.
Yeah, athletes get afraid all the time. Yeah. We've seen great athletes cave in big moments.
Well, that's why the Sixers are pissed. But they can be angry, but they've got to move on from it. How long have I been saying this? Just move on. It's just, first of all, I've said, I'll never forget my brief conversation with Elden Brand. And he didn't respond, but he smiled. I like Kemba Walker. I said, you got to, guys, get it. This was obviously before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I would say him, I said, when Kemba Walker was going out to become a free agent, and then you could have traded Simmons. So I said, you know what? I'd rather have Kemba Walker than Ben Simmons. Why don't you just go out and get Kemba Walker, and then you could trade Ben Simmons? And he looked at me, and he just smiled, but he wouldn't say anything. But back at that time, the ownership got involved. And they thought, like some of the nitwits out there, that he was a generational player. He was not even close to generational. And they didn't want to trade him. Like, why? Why do you – when you make a mistake, you got to correct your mistake.
Well, the ego gets in the way, Howard.
Yes.
Ego. And I think that's part of the problem with Morey. I don't think Morey can accept that he has to trade this guy for less than a star. And that's okay. Like,
because he screwed up.
Yes, he did. But now fix it. Like, you can't just wait until someone offers you a great player for him. You're going to be waiting all your whole life.
You know, all these big names that come out. And did McCollum score, 30-some points last night?
He had a big game.
Yeah, you're not going to get him now either. It's ridiculous. Think about this. We know what Ben Simmons
34
is.
And 6 last night for CJ.
We know what Ben Simmons is. So another team will say, I'm going to pay $35 million. I know Charles Barkley and I have talked about this. Pay $35 million for a guy that can't shoot? You know what he is.
In a league that everyone shoots.
The whole league shoots.
Everyone shoots threes.
Yeah. And Glenn Rivers was trying to tell me after that first news conference, after it was over, when he started to praise, well, you know, Rondo doesn't shoot. He shoots, and I said as he was walking off the stage, shoots more than Ben Simmons. He came right over to me. He says, oh, yeah, well, check his stats. I don't care. He shoots more than Ben Simmons. At least he gives you the illusion.
Rondo also played with three Hall of Famers in Boston, and he played with LeBron James. You know, you don't have to shoot if you have those guys. The Sixers don't have those guys. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Howard's in for the hour. We're discussing the latest nonsense with Ben Simmons, and we'll get Howard's thoughts here on the Eagles and the Raiders, the game coming up.
Is there a football game this weekend?
Yeah, there is. I tell you, Sirianni and
Hurts. The Raiders.
Sirianni and Hurts are pretty happy that all this Ben stuff is happening. They're off the hook this week.
I guess so. Both of them have to be better.
Yes, they do. We'll talk about it coming up. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP. There's a big Week 7 matchup between Houston and Arizona. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I will take the Arizona side in this game. They are undefeated right now. Their quarterback's playing like an MVP candidate, and their defense is underrated. They'll take care of business against a dreadful Houston team. Offers like this, just one of many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. Easy to use, safe and secure, and the payouts are fast. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up promo code Gilio this week before Houston takes on Arizona. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code Gilio so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
630 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. We're riding with the King, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard in studio for the hour. Howard, we're going to go back to the phone lines on the Sixers and the Ben stuff here in a second, but we haven't talked about the Eagles. This is the Sixers stuff. Is just, you know, Ben's taking over here. Eagles-Raiders Sunday, 3-point underdogs on the road. Howard, I got a pretty good feeling about this game. I think they're going to win this game.
Well, I don't know that I always have, well, a good feeling. Yeah, I think the Eagles will win the game too. There's a couple of reasons. I think the Eagles will change a few things. I think they're going to run the football more, from what I understand. They're going to try.
It's about time.
Well, yeah, but I understand there is a feeling that if you throw screens, but you got to be more creative with the screens.
Well, yeah, I mean, last week the Bucks knew it was coming.
The backs, you want the backs in open space. So I think there'll be more. But the reality is you have to score a touchdown first, and then you can do a lot of things that you don't do the other way. But I think they were playing last week for John Gruden because Derek Carr has so much respect for him because he's made him or helped him become a much better quarterback. So I think they were playing, and the emotion of that in the game after the game sometimes is not the same. And I'm kind of looking at that the emotion of the team in the loss of their head coach, which
kind of hits you. It kind of hits you after the first game.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be part of it. The line's probably correct.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders aren't a great team. I mean, because they got off to a really good start, but nobody expected them to be that good. I mean,
right.
Some things happen. So, but the Eagles got to score some points against this team. They've got to score.
Here's
some
a stat
points.
For you, Howard. It's a bad one. So, in the first half of games this season, so through the six games, first half, they've been outscored by 39 points. They're always trailing. It's very hard to win in the NFL. You're trailing.
And it's hard to run the football when you're at that point. They were behind to the Bucks. Was it 28-7?
Yes. And then they came back and made it look better than it was. They covered.
Jalen Hurts said, was it yesterday he spoke? I lose track of the days all the time. But yesterday he spoke. He said, we've been in every game. They weren't really in the Dallas game.
No.
They weren't really in the Bucs game, although it looked that way at the end because the Bucs got a little, I think, lazy with their aggressiveness.
And I guess they could have said, like, we were down a score with 5 minutes to go, but they were down three scores.
Yeah, in San Francisco, they were down 17-3, right?
They put the touchdown to make it 17-11.
Yeah, and the 2 points. So, again, it was catch-up stuff, but
right.
You're not going to win games if you're always chasing.
Yeah, it's hard.
Chasing.
Well, I mean, look at the NFL. If you're down at the half, you usually lose the game. That's the way the NFL works.
So they really have not been in a lot of the games. You can look at the final score and say, yeah, they were in it. But they really, I didn't think they were going to win the San Francisco game. I didn't think they were going. Obviously, didn't. I thought they had a chance at Tampa before it started. Then I looked at it. I said, "No, just cover. Just cover the number."
Well, here's the good news: the rest of the season, the games they have been in, Howard, and they won two of them.
Yep.
Are against mediocre or bad quarterbacks, and the rest of the schedule. I don't think Carr's pretty good, but not great. They don't have many great quarterbacks left in the schedule. Herbert in a couple weeks. Herbert comes here. He's really good.
Well, they have the Raiders and the Lions and then come back for the Chargers.
Yes.
Right?
So other than Herbert, Dak in the last week of the season, that's it. Howard, look at that schedule. It's Jared Goff. It's Jameis Winston. It's Daniel Jones. It's Heinicke. It's Zach Wilson, who's a rookie. They're going to be in these games.
Yes.
It's a matter of how many they win. All right, so we feel pretty good about Sunday. Let's go back to the.
I think they'll win.
Let's go to the phones. Sean is up talking Sixers. What's up, Sean?
What's up, guys? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice peaceful day here in Philadelphia sports. What are you thinking, Sean?
Never had.
Well, that's actually a bad
life.
Question. I apologize for that. Well, we did have the win yesterday, right?
Yeah, they beat the Pelicans yesterday.
Yeah, without Zion Williams. Come on.
But. Really and truly, I'm disappointed in you, Joe, only because I gave you the answer. And Daryl Morey, here's the thing. I agree with everything that he said, but the only thing that I disagree with him, well, not that he said it, it's just his standards might be too high with everything that's gone on. And so because of that, the one thing that I do agree with that he said is that you have to be realistic. And the question that he posed to everybody is, who are you willing to trade Ben Simmons for? And so if you don't have an answer, then you're really not saying nothing.
Well, I've got an answer.
Oh, what's the answer?
The answer is anybody, because it's addition by subtraction. I would take, and you're going to think I'm nuts, I would take T.J. McConnell, because he's got energy, he runs the point guard position well, he's helped the team in the past. I would take, and now that's obviously talent-wise, he doesn't have the same talent as Simmons, but I would take anything because it's addition by subtraction, and
well,
you have
thing,
to move
right?
on. This is ridiculous already to hang on the fact Daryl Morey has absolutely screwed this up, because to hang on the fact I want to get value. Well, who's judging what the value is? Daryl Morey?
Him. That's it.
And I've been told by other NBA people that other NBA people don't like to deal with him because he overvalues every player he has. A trade has to work. Two people have to like the trade. You can't be one-sided. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
But hear me out, though. Like, what I would say to that is, Ben Simmons, as a Sixers fan, just hear me out. The only thing I say about that is, it's so frustrating, because there's sometimes I ask myself, sometimes I feel like I hate Ben Simmons more than I love the Sixers, because you got to understand, he's cost us 5 years that we'll never get back. That's just hard to let go, and then you're just willing to say trade him for nothing. You know what I mean?
You gotta know when to move on. Like, that's the thing. Like, and they can't go back and change the past. Sean, appreciate the phone call.
No, you can't change history.
You got to fix the future.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to go back to history, he was the wrong pick at number one. It was Brandon Ingram. But you can't go back.
Well, that's what bothers me about Morey. Like, do the best you can with the situation you have. I mean, this obviously stinks, right? And he didn't draft this guy. He didn't pay him either. But no, fix the problem.
If you want to really go back, Michael Carter Williams rather than Jonas.
Yeah, but that's not on Morey. He wasn't here.
No, but Morey wasn't Ben Simmons either.
But now it's his job. He took the job, right?
Right,
the job.
Okay.
Fix it.
Yeah, it's just.
Morey loves to talk about title odds. Guess what their title odds are right now? Zero.
Well, their title, they're like 2,500 to 1 to win the title.
Yeah, they're not winning the title. You can give me the odds all you want. That seems
I don't think they're winning the title anytime in the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, I mean, and they're not winning it unless they fix the roster, and that starts with getting Ben out of here and flipping things to get better players.
And you just got to try to be really good at what you do, and that means in the second round, you really get a good player. And that means if there's players out there in the late first round, and they'll be in the middle to probably 15 to maybe they won't be in the lottery, so they'll probably be, 17
low
to 24?
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
So, but they got to do the best at that. But there's so many athletic players coming out. It's the development you have.
Right.
I don't know. The problem in today's world, I didn't get to know a lot of the coaches. I mean, I know who Glenn Rivers is, but he's not the teacher. The teachers are guys like Sam Cassell. And
the assistants,
and the assistants. And I think they might be good teachers. But you got to – that's how you can make players better. Now, you have to deal with what you have, but you can make players better. And I don't know that the Sixers have had enough of that. to make players better.
The best teams, that's what they have. I mean, think about the Warriors. None of those guys were the top of the NBA picks, right? Nope. Curry was 8 or 9. Thompson was below the top 10. Green, yep. Even the Bucks. Chris Middleton was not a high pick. He became a really good player. I mean, we know Giannis. I mean, he's an incredible player. Scott in the Northeast. What's up, Scott?
Howard, how you doing?
Good,
what's
Scott.
Happening?
Howard, my man, got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Who do you think the worst GM in the city is right now?
Wow. You know, that's a
good question.
It's a good question, and it's a difficult question to answer.
So they all
I mean, for me, it's easy. It's easy for me.
Who do you got?
It's your boy, Howie. It's your boy, Howie. It's
not even close. You know what? Before Howard answers, you know what the funny part of that, Scott, is? Howie's resume is better than Daryl Morey's.
Yes, that's
what kind of resume does he have?
Scott, wait a second. He has a Super Bowl, doesn't he?
Absolutely, but it's full.
Wait,
you can't just throw that away.
You know what it's like doing? That's like saying, Scott,
top of my head, he did wrong.
Daryl Morey has never been to the finals.
Okay, all right.
Listen, I can name you a laundry list what Harry Roseman did wrong. I'll name you something real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, signs Wentz to a major contract.
I'm with you on that one, Scott.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, because
that
when you have
intelligent.
Did it hurt him?
Well, I mean, the $40 million in dead cap.
But they're out of it next year. I'm going to give you better. Dillard was, you know, all this nonsense from the media. Oh, this guy's going to be cut. Even Elliott said, I wonder if he's going to get cut. Dillard is actually not playing bad.
I agree.
Okay. Mailata. Hold on for a second, genius. Mailata. Okay. Is that okay? Is the seventh round pick? Okay. How about Gainwell in the fourth round?
We don't know yet. He looks.
What do you mean you don't know yet? You know,
Howard,
Scott, you are a fraud.
Listen, he drafted a guy who was supposed to be the next Darren Sproles. They caught him. Okay.
Who was that?
Pumphrey.
I forget his Pumphrey.
Pumphrey was a fifth round pick.
Howard,
you know what? Ed, stop
many,
it.
How many goal pros has?
What about the guys that he has drafted? Now, I'm not saying he's been great, but
Sidney
he's been
Green, Rasul Douglas, Whiteside, Rager, no linebackers. Go ahead, keep on going, Howard.
Okay, he got Devontae Smith, didn't he?
They still don't have a quarterback 5 years later. They still don't have a quarterback.
I get it, but you can't take away the good picks and just throw in.
Well, that's what people. But all right, Scott, and I.
Maury's been here 2 years.
Scott,
Maury is a fraud. He is a fraud and a con.
I just think it's funny that we're pointing.
You're an Eagle shill.
No, I'm not.
I think it's funny, Scott. I just think it's funny that we're ripping Howie, and I'm fine. We can point out the things he's done wrong. But Daryl Morey's never been to the finals.
Never.
I understand all that.
No, you don't.
Okay, the guy has been here for 2 years.
Well, but wait a second. He also has a resume before he got here. Wait.
Listen. He brought in Danny Green. He picked Maxie.
Okay. I got one more question for you, genius.
Go ahead.
All right.
We're hanging on Danny Green, really?
Danny Green. That's a joke. Anybody could have had Danny.
Meantime,
and he had to give up a first round pick to get him. Give me
meantime,
a break.
They lost
okay.
The
I got the
Green
question
play,
for you. Hey, Scott. Pipe down for a second. All right. This is, I've lost my mind even thinking about this. How did you like his trade? You were that close. And I have my fingers like, who was it that did it on TV that says we're this close? You were that close to possibly getting into the finals, right? And who does he trade for at the deadline?
Who did he trade for at the deadline?
George Hill.
George Hill. Okay.
What? You're going to tell me that's good?
No, but that's all he could get at the time, Howard.
What about Kyle Lowry?
He had to – listen. Kyle Lowry's an older player.
Okay. You want to win a championship.
Scott, this is amazing. I'm going to put Scott on hold. The Daryl Morey fan club is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, will anyone admit that he's botched this Ben Simmons thing? Like, this is a circus, the ringleader is Daryl Morey right now.
When you can seize the moment, and a former Phillies general manager told me this, and I'll never forget it, because that's how the Phillies won in 1980. He traded a lot of young
41
players.
41 years ago today, by the way.
Well, yeah, right. That's right. They won the World Series. That's a good point. He traded away a lot of young players. And I said, it was Dallas Green. I said, Dallas, trade a lot of young players. He says, when you're that close, you've got to seize the moment. And if we're good enough, and I believe we are, we're going to get more players and develop more players, which the Phillies did.
Right.
And that's what Daryl Morey had to do. You know, you get you're close. Kyle Lowry, I don't care if you had to give up two first-round picks. They're not going to be that good anyway if you achieve what you think you're going to achieve. This is nonsense. You were that close. You think you were that close, and you get George friggin' Hill, who's not even with the team anymore. Scott, you are a full-fledged dope.
I mean, go back to last year with the Harden thing. What do you want to give up Maxey and all those picks and Ben to get Harden? Like, and part of the thing with the Sixers, Howard, is Joel Embiid has a clock on him. He has a clock. Mm-hmm. So you have to take advantage of the time you have where he's a great player.
Exactly right.
And they didn't.
Scott is so out of touch.
I put Scott back on. Hey, Scott, you still there?
You're out of touch,
Howard,
brother.
Listen, Morey botched the Simmons thing. I'm agreeing with you. All I want you to admit is...
All I want you to do is admit that George Hill was a bad trade.
All I want you to admit is Howie Roseman has made a lot of mistakes.
And so has every general manager.
But you won't say Howie Roseman. Just say it.
I'll say it. Scott, he's made mistakes.
He's made mistakes.
There's a reason why the last 2 years, what they've won, a total of what, five games, six games? Yeah, he's made mistakes.
Do you know what the best team's percentage is in the draft? The best teams have a percentage of draft picks that are success. You know what that is, Scott?
Howard, I don't know what it is, but 5 years
it's
later,
53%. It's 53%.
It's not supposed to be a quarterback factory. Why did they draft a quarterback?
That's a stupid line.
He can't line up under a center.
Okay.
Who drafts a quarterback that can't line up under a center?
They don't allow him to do it, Scott.
Well, Trevor Lawrence does it. Trevor Lawrence was the first pick in the draft, and he doesn't line up under center.
He does sometimes, Howard.
Oh, and Hertz will do it once in a blue moon, too.
How are you supposed to have a play action pass in the shotgun?
Well, because the way college quarterbacks are developed, you are clueless. Joe, I'm done.
All right, ready? I got
Scott, you're clueless. Because the way they did, quarterbacks don't line up under center in college. This is the way they...
It doesn't matter, Howard. This is the pros.
I'm done.
Scott, appreciate it.
I'm out of here.
Howard's gone. It's over. You got Howard to finally quit. Scott did it.
What a joke.
Look, are they under center ever? Almost no. It's a 90% shotgun team.
It's the way that they're trained in college. They're running these offenses. So you got to do... Does Kyler Murray line up a center? How good is he?
He's great.
Yeah, okay.
I like him a lot.
Does Justin Herbert line up under center that much?
Not much.
Okay. All right. So stop with this nonsense. Scott, you're clueless.
I got a stat for you. So you mentioned Kyler Murray. There's only one quarterback in the NFL, Howard, who has had thrown more passes at the line of scrimmage or behind. Because people say that about Hurts, right? A lot of his passes. Don't tell me it's Murray. It's Murray.
Really?
I think it's part of it is they're short. I think when you're a short quarterback, they do that a lot.
Well, and
Murray's better. I'm not trying to say.
I mean,
that.
Hopkins
I'm not
is
say
one
Hurts.
Of the what three best receivers in the NFL.
I'm not trying to say Hurts is as good as Murray. He's not close. But I think we've overblown some of the stuff about the way he throws the ball.
And Howie has. Let's say he's made. There's no question he's made mistakes.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm not saying he's a great general manager, but when you start, you can't evaluate draft picks until a couple of years later. And when you start evaluating, he's had some good draft picks, but the percentage, you're not going to get 80% good picks. But and when he tells me you don't know about Gainwell, are you kidding me? That guy looks really good.
I think the coaches like him more than Sanders.
Yeah, I think so too. So, hey, has he made mistakes? You know, I talked to people about Driscoll, and I didn't think that was that good, but apparently. He's developing in, and Jeff Stoutland does a terrific job with the offensive line. He's developing into a good guard. You know, we don't remember the offensive line's played above average.
It hasn't killed them.
No, and we forget that Brandon Brooks isn't there.
He's been out the second game of the year.
Yeah. Right. So, and Driscoll's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Landon Dickerson may be a really good pick. And he took a chance on him because of his injuries.
Yep.
So you can't just, as every general manager has made mistakes. Bill Belichick, let's look at him, and he makes the decisions. They drafted three tight ends 2 years ago.
And then replaced them all with free agents.
Yeah, and they replaced every one of them with free agents. Are we ripping Bill Belichick? No, we're not ripping. And where would Bill Belichick be without Tom Brady?
Well, he wouldn't be the guy we're talking about right now.
No, yeah, it's just so. Everybody makes mistakes, and Howie Roseman certainly has made mistakes.
It's just funny to me that everyone puts Morey on a pedestal. He hasn't won anything. And Howie did win something. It's like, well, we can't count that. It's just, it's odd to me.
The trade last year at the trade deadline was an embarrassment. It was a total embarrassment.
It didn't help them at all. I mean, George Hill was invisible in playoffs. By the way, quickly, you said a few years you need to evaluate a draft. That 2018 draft, they only had five picks, right? Because that was...
Yeah, that's right. They traded people.
Yes. They only had five picks. Goddard, Maddox, Sweat, Pryor, Mailata. That's four out of five. Goddard, Maddox, Sweat, Mailata. And that's all second round, fourth round, seven. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's
not the best, but he's done a better than average job. He's gotten more good players than anybody expected in the draft. Now, the way he maneuvers, he actually does a good job with maneuvering around in trades in the draft. The fact that he got Miami's pick a player that they wanted.
It might be the best trade he ever made.
Yeah.
If Miami has a top five pick, that trade is ridiculous.
Right. And so they got Miami's pick, and he still got a player that he wanted. I don't know if it was his number one target, but they still got it. And Devontae Smith, a really good player. And Ja'Marr Chase is... He's a stud. But
I wish he was here.
Yeah, I know.
He's really good. All right, what to watch for is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity, the fast internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, I'm watching to see who's going to play the tackles on Sunday. Lane Johnson is back at practice. Back to Lane Mailata and Dillard goes back to the bench?
Okay, Mailata has been working out at left tackle all week. So that means Lane Johnson's going to be at right tackle.
So that means Dillard back to the bench.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, where else are you going to put him? So Mailata goes back. He was practicing at left tackle. And then Lane Johnson, unless something dramatic happens,
right,
it looks like it's going to be Lane Johnson at right tackle and Mailata at left tackle.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm okay with that. If Lane's head's in the right place and nobody's had a chance to talk to him, he's... I'm sure he's still dealing with getting better. And I know every team will offer you medical assistance and doctors talking to him and doing – and the Sixers would do it, but I would doubt whether Ben Simmons would agree to see if he's got anxiety or he's not mentally ready if he wants to see a doctor. I would doubt that he would see that. But – yeah, Lane Johnson appears he's out there at practice every day, and I don't even know what they listed him as today, whether it was partial practice or full practice. But the fact that they're just getting him into things and getting him back into the physical condition, I think he's going to be all right. And Goddard will play on Sunday too. So they'll have some players back, but the offensive line should be fine.
Full practice, by the way. Full
play. Okay, all right, so he's going to play.
Yep.
All right. You know what's amazing? That Jason Kelce might be as good now as he was 3 or 4 years ago.
Remember about 5 years ago, quickly, people thought he was on the – it was over, right? He was on the decline.
Yep.
And since then, Howard, I think he's solidified a Hall of Fame career. I think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's hard to get a center in there.
But every generation usually has one or two, and I think he's going to be this generation's center.
Yeah, and I think – and he plays hurt. Last year he had so many injuries. He had a broken thumb. On his snapping on his right hand.
You think that's why all those snaps are bad? He had a lot of bad snaps last year.
Yes,
he's
had
one this year. The one he threw over Hurts' head in Carolina, one.
So, you know, they would say thumb injury, but he broke it. Then he had an elbow injury. And then he had, I think, something in his leg. This guy is he is so tough. And he's just such a good player for that team.
He's the anti-Ben Simmons. He's the opposite of Ben Simmons.
Don't even mention him
he's
in the
same
opposite. Sentences.
He is totally, total opposite. All right, Howard, we'll hear you on Saturday.
Yeah, today's Thursday, right?
Yes.
Yes. Saturday, we'll see what happens on Friday night with the Sixers. We know that Benjamin won't be there. Thank goodness. Actually, I want him there just so people can boo him. And I bet you they don't let people bring signs into the Wells Fargo Center. I bet you that doesn't happen either. And then we'll take a look at the Eagles on Saturday. Maybe at that point we can actually look at the Eagles and see where they are. And, you know, the one thing that I do know, and we'll talk about it on Saturday, they are better than the Giants.
That's for sure.
Okay. And they actually might be better. I didn't think the Redskins were going to be this bad. They might be better than the Redskins.
Yeah, I know it seems silly the way they've played. If they can win the next two games, this team is not dead for the playoffs, by the way. Seven teams make it. Seven teams make the playoffs, the NFC.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, we'll see. But they need to start winning games. They need the quarterback and coach to wake up.
You think Elliott's going to win his bet with me?
11 games? Was it 11 wins?
Yeah, 11 wins.
No, I mean, I think if
you got to win 9 out of the next 11, right?
Yeah, I would say 8 feels more realistic.
Yeah.
11 does it. All right, Howard, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Hey, you and Tucker and everybody, have a great night. And Scott, just let me mention again that you are a dope.
So many dopes around here. So many dopes. All right, we've been riding with the king. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's Fast Internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. A lot to get into with Ben Simmons on the other side on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And the NFL Week 7 is upon us. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. Thursday night is a great opportunity to give it a try. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Tonight, I'm going with the road team to win this game. I'll go Denver moneyline. I'll go their rookie running back, Javonte Williams, to go over his rushing yards, and we'll throw in a anytime touchdown score for Javonte Williams tonight for the parlay. Look, FanDuel's the best. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. It is America's number one sportsbook, and FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. There's no feeling like they own a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. New to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code Jillio to also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on the Sunday afternoon matchup between Houston and Arizona. Win $150 on a $5 bet. That's promo code Jillio so they know I sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.